Hey there, welcome to a new episode. In this episode, I want to talk to you about writing. So my writing course is open now, and I just published an article on my blog about the 12 insights that I learned from publishing 600 articles and writing 8 books. So I thought I'd record a podcast episode about this too for all of you who are interested in writing. So I'll share a couple of things with you, and I'll walk you through the list briefly, and then I'll talk about it at the end as a whole. So I'll read out the 12 insights, yeah, without, you know, getting too carried away for each point. But I think it's really worth thinking about these things, especially if you want to write for your career, whether it's writing a book or writing copy, or you're in marketing, or you're in sales and those things, and you write more often, this can be very helpful for you. So the first thing is that writing itself is very rewarding, right? The act of writing, to me, is one of the most rewarding intellectual processes that I can think of. Just sitting down to write is a process that gives me a lot of energy, and that's something that a lot of people underestimate. They think, well, why not hire someone to do it, or why not use AI? It's all fun and games, but the process of writing is something that gives you a lot of energy, so never underestimate that. The second thing is, if you do something every day, you can make good money from it. So this is something that I underestimated when I started, because I was thinking about publishing a book or, you know, getting some money with my blog. And in the beginning, it was very little, right? Like, I remember for the first few years, I made maybe like $300 a month with my books. And as I started publishing more books and they started to take off, then it became double and then triple and quadruple and whatever. And now it's in the six-figure range per year with my books alone. And at the time, I didn't really see that path. So never underestimate what you can achieve in the long term if you do it every single day. Number three is write short and write long, because short pieces give you an instant high when you finish something. And I'm not necessarily talking about the results. I'm talking about the process. And then there's also writing longer pieces like a book, or a project, or a business proposal, you name it. And you'll spend a lot more time, but at the end of that process, you'll also get a very big boost. But you need both, in my opinion. And then number four, write every day. There's something that I already talked about in another episode. But you got to make writing a daily ritual. No matter how busy you are, just make sure that you write something every single day, whether it's in your journal or an article or whatever it is. Just keep up the habit. It's really important. Number five is simplicity wins. Now, there are probably millions of writers who are more prolific than you or me or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Being simple is the way to go. And this is true in investing. It's true in business. But it's also true in writing. You really don't have to show off. Just say what you want to say. Point number six, brevity also matters. So everything can be made shorter. And that's always easier to read. So in the article, I give the example of my book, The Stoic Path to Wealth. My first draft was about 75,000 words. And then my editor was like, yeah, can you cut things out? Think about whether something is really necessary. And then I cut it to 60,000 words. And then we did another round of edits, and then we brought it down to 50,000 words. So we got 25,000 words, which is quite a lot. And in my opinion, it became a lot more readable, the book. So brevity is something that is very difficult to accomplish, but it's really worth it. So just keep editing your writing until it gets shorter and to the point, but not obviously too short. So number seven is write with purpose. So I've always been a pragmatic guy. So I always think, you know, like, what's the purpose? Why am I writing? And then also, why should someone read your stuff, right? Or in this case, why should someone listen to me? So I always have a purpose in mind. I always think about you, the listener or the reader. And then number eight, tools don't matter as much. So people often waste time searching for the perfect writing tool, perfect app, perfect journal, whatever it is. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Something that you like and something that you enjoy is honestly the best tool. So just keep it simple. Number 9, reading is a part of writing. So I probably read at least 10 times more than I write. I read articles, blogs, books, anything that I can get my hands on, because reading gives you input and inspiration. So you have to keep reading. And then number 10, when people count on you, you tend to show up, right? So especially when you have an audience and when you write publicly, it honestly doesn't matter how many followers you have, whether it's, you know, 1,000 or 100,000, you tend to show up because you don't want to disappoint. And it's really a great way to overcome procrastination and make sure that you are consistent. So I really love that aspect of it. 11, the fear doesn't go away, because writing is always scary. So whether you write online or an email to a stranger, you always feel like, oh, what if people don't respond? And that fear will always stay there. So you have to get comfortable with that fear. Number 12, the last one. Comparison is the death of creativity. Because if you want to pursue anything, it's always tempting to look at your competitors. So you might get jealous and think, oh, you know, I can do that. And then you try to do it, and then you get distracted. You try to do all kinds of other things. You try to be a jack of all trades, and that's not really helpful. And that automatically brings me to the last thing that I want to share with you. And this is something that I have not really shared in an article, and I wanted to leave for the podcast, especially for you who are still listening to me after these 12 points. So the comparison thing, right? And looking at other people is very dangerous, because no matter what it is that you are pursuing right now in your life, make sure that you focus. So let me just give you my personal example, right? I started out writing a book, actually, right? I wrote Win Your Inner Battles. That was my first book. And I loved that process so much that I said to myself, I want to be a full-time writer. Now, over the years, I got distracted by all kinds of things, social media, YouTube, podcasts. How ironic. I'm recording one now. But I got distracted by all kinds of different things, maybe investing. But here's the thing. You should focus on that one goal, that one thing that you want to be. And if you don't have that one thing, I think you need to kind of narrow things down for yourself a little bit more, because while it sounds great to be a jack of all trades, it's not really that beneficial in the long term. And quite honestly, most of us don't even have that ability. It's very easy to find some people who are successful at 10 different things. You know, I can look at writers who are good at interviewing or doing solo videos, great at writing short tweets, writing LinkedIn posts, writing articles, writing books, and doing everything at the same time. But that is not me. I am a better writer compared to the other mediums. And also, honestly, I don't really care about social media and connecting with strangers and all that stuff, right? So automatically, I will never be good at that because I don't like it. So I can get distracted and look at other people and think, oh, look, that writer started a YouTube channel and they're doing really well. They're creating funny YouTube content or whatever it is. I should give that a try. And then you risk wasting months and months, right? And those months you'll never get back. Sure, you'll learn some stuff, but honestly, you could have learned that also by journaling and introspection and just talking to people. So here's what I want to leave you with. Like, what's your one thing? What's your one thing that you want to do or want to be, right? Can you say that in a very simple way? Like, for example, for me now, over the years, I've really narrowed it down. Like, I am a writer and I write books. That's my thing. That's my goal. That's my one thing. That's my purpose. What is that for you? What's the equivalent for you? How can you express that in a very simple way, right? Without like getting too complicated or unclear about like what are you doing? What do you want to do? Like, and if you don't know, that's also okay. Use the act of writing and journaling to figure that out. What's the thing that you want to do? All right. So I hope you found this useful. If you are interested in improving your writing skills, check out my course, Effective Writing. It's open for registration until February 4. Thank you for listening. And as always, take care.